Well, let's start off. Steve Holler, of course, if people don't recognize the name, you're a Warsaw native. You played basketball there until the mid-'80s, helped Warsaw win a state championship. Then you went on to DePaul University and played there. And it was when you were at DePaul that you heard about this little movie they were making. So tell us how that came out, how you came to be in the movie Hoosiers.
Well, your listeners might remember this and be interested to know the backlight of this. I was recruited by Mike Steele at DePaul University, and my last two schools were actually Cornell.
Really?
And DePaul. And my mom didn't think I could go that far away from home and be happy, so through God's intervention, she was right, and I wouldn't have been in the movie Hoosiers without having gone to DePaul. But I was recruited by Mike to replace a Division III All-American by the name of Phil Wendell, who played with Scott Skiles, of course, at Plymouth.
Right.
And Phil was a phenomenal college and high school basketball player. And I don't think they ever got their money's worth out of Steve Holler, but they sure did out of Phil Wendell. So the reason I bring up Phil Wendell is Phil, I'm in my freshman year. I'm at DePaul not knowing my way around, and Phil was kind of assigned to me to make sure I didn't mess up. And I had an old beater junker car, and for some reason Phil didn't have a car on campus. And we were a couple weeks into school, and he came down, knocked on my door, and told me there's this movie in Indianapolis, and wanted to know, he knew I had a car, wanted to know if I'd drive he and I up to try out. And I mean, it's Phil Wendell. Yeah, I'm going, Phil. Let's go.
You're doing what the upperclassman says.
Right. He's my mentor. So, you know, long story short, 20, 25 tryouts later, Phil got cut and I got the part.
Oh, my goodness. So how many people do you think showed up at those first tryouts?
Well, it's really funny because the advertisement, you know, this is pre-cell phone, pre-internet.
Yeah, no kidding.
The advertisement in the Indianapolis Star said 6'2" and under, can play basketball, and, you know, you're an Indiana kid. I mean, that's everyone.
Yeah.
Right? That's everyone.
Right. That's right.
That's everyone.
Think about it.
So they had over 1,000 tryouts. They had tryouts in L.A., New York, Chicago, and Indianapolis. And Indianapolis clearly was the granddaddy of them all. We tried out the Natatorium down on the IUPUI campus.
So was most of the audition, the tryout, the whole thing more about basketball than acting, or did they have you read any lines, anything like
that?
So
we didn't find out till later, but anybody that walked in, you know, nowadays you'd be cool with it, but anybody that walked in with big high black socks on,
uh-huh,
they figured was a professional actor, and they walked them right out, never even let
them
shoot.
No kidding.
That's true. Never let them shoot a basket. And I went to the tryout with Phil Wendell, and he was immediately recognized as an Indiana legend. So they kind of ushered him to the front line. He said, hey, this guy, meaning me, was with him. So we kind of got shuffled to the front. Obviously, the first basketball tryout was no big deal, you know, a couple
right.
of layups. So they brought us back to start reading lines, and that's where it kind of...
That's where it separated everybody,
yeah.
Huh?
And then there were more basketball tryouts, and, you know, they kept having to shuffle it down.
Right, I bet. We're with Steve Holler, who played Kate Butcher in the movie, the classic movie, The Hoosiers. Everyone knows the movie, of course, and Gene Hackman was your coach. Do you remember the first time you met Gene Hackman?
Great question. I do, and I'm 19 at the time. I at that point, I had called my mom and dad, and I had told them that I'm withdrawing from college. I'm quitting college. I'm a freshman in college because I'd gotten a part in a movie.
Uh-huh.
They finished freaking out. And I told them I'm serious. I'm really quitting college, and I quit. And I show up on the set the first day, and there's this guy sitting in blue jeans, average-looking 50-year-old dude. And I didn't, I'll be honest, I didn't know who Gene Hackman was.
Well, that's because, like, back then he wasn't, it was kind of before he really became Gene Hackman,
well,
I guess.
He sort of. He was Lex Luthor in Superman.
That's true.
I mean,
true.
He he was really a leading man.
But his head was, he had the bald head in that movie. So.
Right on. So, but in my ignorance, I wasn't really a movie guy. I was a ball player.
Right.
You know, I mean, I didn't really care about the movie. So, you know, from the ball playing. But Hagman was just an average guy. He was just a blue jean guy in the corner. And you talk about, can you imagine what this would go for at a charity auction? He gave us a week of private acting lessons.
Really?
With Gene Hackman.
Everybody, all the guys who were on the team, basically?
He did, the eight of us.
No kidding.
The eight of us on the Hickory team, he realized that we were all just kids and we had never acted. He knew we were ball players and wasn't worried about that part, but he knew to make this legitimate, he had to pull off the acting end of it. We had a week of acting lessons with Gene Hackman.
Man,
that's
pretty cool.
That's a whole radio show of its own.
Yeah, that's right. Now you, of course, like I said, you helped Warsaw win a 1984 state championship. So you did it for real. Al Rhodes, was your head coach, and he, of course, is a coach here at Penn now.
Yeah.
Would Al Rhodes he have benched you like Norman Dale did for shooting too much?
Well, I tell you what, they were totally different coaches. Best coach I ever played for was Al Rhodes. He's got my heart. And he's a fabulous, fabulous mentor man, and think the world of Coach Rhodes. Him and Norman Dale were very, very different styles of coaches.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
And I would have never hit a player or done any of that.
No, I know.
But I tell you know, the sign of a great coach. Gene Hackman, Norman Dale, I'd have run through a wall for that guy the same way I'd have run through a wall for Al Rhodes. So that, you know, different styles. And I think that, you know, you've seen that over the years broadcasting. A lot of different styles of coaches, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right.
But the reason, you know, do they get the results?
Yep.
And I think if they got the kids on board and they really have, they really got kids that'll do anything for them, a lot of cool things can happen.
I'm sure you were recognized for a long time. How long did it take until, you know, that kind of wore off maybe a little bit? Or do you still get recognized?
I do a bunch, and it's, but I can pretty much give the category who recognizes me now. Anybody that's seen the movie more than 10 times.
Yes.
And there's something that sticks in the back of people's head, but the funny part, so I still have my hair, and I still am the same stature and everything.
Right.
And people, they're just troubled. They can't figure out how they know me. They think I've spoken to their Lions Club, or they think I'm in their church.
Sure.
They can't figure it out, and it bugs them. That's how I get reckoned.
I bet.
And sometimes I give it up, and sometimes I don't.
Yep. Now, you're a dentist in Warsaw right now, so you obviously still live here in the Hoosier state. We're at that time where sectionals were just announced, and this is the yearly debate where all the single class and the most, is it, as a guy who won a single class state championship, what's it like to see this now?
You know, it's really interesting. I think the most repeatable thing, and obviously there's a lot of passion involved with class basketball or no class basketball, and the Indianapolis Star called me, I believe it was, or it might have been USA Today. I got a phone call when everything broke in the state of Indiana and we really transitioned to class basketball. And I knew they wanted me to make a quote, and I was really very passionate and upset about it. And I said, the only thing that I'd like you to put in print is they will never make a movie about class basketball.
That's a great point. We'll end on that one. Steve,
thank you.
Great to talk to you. And thanks for stopping by, and obviously everyone still loves the movie Hoosiers, and so just go pop it in, and when you see Raid Butcher hit the guy on the floor or the guy who gets benched for too much shooting, that's who we're talking to.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Pleasure. Great to meet you again, Steve. Thank you.